Welcome to Family Life Perspectives. Family Life Perspectives is sponsored by Perspectives Counseling Centers, a full-service Christian psychological clinic whose expertise covers all areas of mental health and substance abuse. Listen as the professionals of Perspectives teach practical skills and offer advice on how to cope with the difficulties and stress of life, including topics that affect you and your family like depression and anxiety to relationship, teen, and children's issues. And now, here's today's Family Life Perspectives.
Welcome to Family Life Perspectives. Christina Broomfield hosting today, Thursday. So glad you've tuned into our program this morning. Dawn Ottenbright has been with us since Monday. Dawn is a therapist at Perspectives of Troy Counseling Centers. She works with adults and couples, has been a past guest on our program, and we are just having such a good time this week talking about turning baggage into luggage. Welcome back, Dawn.
Thanks, Chris, for having me. I'm so glad to be here.
I am, too. And, you know, I do have to admit, Monday I warned our listeners that I'm getting over a head cold, and it's still hanging around 4 days later.
I know.
So if I sound like I have a hoarse voice here, it's not your radio. Don't try to tune it better. You're listening to someone trying to recover. I'm on the mend, though. But can you bring our listeners up to speed here and kind of explain this analogy that you've been using, turning baggage into luggage?
Yeah, so we were talking about baggage, just stuff that we have from our past that we're carrying around with us. And it can be good stuff, bad stuff. It's just all of our stuff. And baggage isn't something that we necessarily want to have. Be carrying around because it's burdensome, it's heavy, maybe labor intensive. That's why the airport calls it baggage. Mm-hmm. And we call it luggage when we have something nice, a nice piece of a nice suitcase that we can travel with that really is helpful on our journey. And so we want to turn some of this stuff that we're carrying around with into stuff that can be helpful for us on our journey of life.
And I love that whole analogy there. And throughout the week, you've helped me, and I know our listeners as well. Well, when we've got the baggage open and the luggage open, how do we even know what some of this baggage mm-hmm. is that really is not productive and weighs us more, weighs us down more?
Right.
And that was, you said, you know, how do you react to things? How are you, mm-hmm. how's your relationships look? Are you in a good, healthy place in your thinking? Do you sleep nights? I mean, just a lot of questions.
Right.
And if you're not, chances are you've got some baggage you need to look at.
Exactly. And we all have baggage we need to look at. And some...
Not me.
Not you.
No.
Oh, okay. Chris is beyond that.
No, I don't think so.
But as human beings, we all have stuff. We all have things that happen in our lives that were good and bad. You can't get past that. Otherwise, we wouldn't be human. We all have that. So if you live long enough, you have bad things that happen, you have good things that happen. And then what do you do with those things? And sometimes we think that we have some things that are good, and we think that they're important, and then they turn out that they're kind of getting in our way.
Mm-hmm.
So, you know, maybe it's like a backpack that you have on your back that you've been carrying so long, you don't even realize it's there.
Mm-hmm.
But when you go to sit down, it's getting in your way.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
So you might have to, like, you know, take that off and look at it and unpack it and say, okay, why is this getting in my way? Why am I reacting with this anger or this intense emotion? Or, you know, why am I going to that go-to behavior that we talked about earlier? That could be like a numbing behavior, like drugs, alcohol, gambling, or, you know.
Mm-hmm. And well, you know what I was going to say when you had the backpack and why is it getting in my way? I would say, well, if my mom hadn't put that heavy backpack on me, I'd be okay.
Right.
But we learned earlier in the week that we own our baggage.
We do. And so, you know, a lot of times people come in and go, okay, I don't need to talk about the past because I don't want to blame my parents for stuff, It's not their fault. They did the best they could. I just need to move on from here. And so coming into therapy, I always tell people, I'm not interested in blaming your parents.
Good.
You need to work through things that happened, but it's not that we're blaming them and saying, oh, they're bad people. They didn't do the right thing. I think that everybody does the best they can with what they have.
Right.
And so we might even look a little bit at the parents' baggage to see, you know, oh, this is why they handled it this way, because this was their stuff.
Right. I think one of the best books I've ever read years ago, and I can't even remember the author, but it was called Forgiving Ourselves, Forgiving Our Parents.
Oh, okay.
And just kind of breaking that chain of blame game and understanding, especially if we call Jesus Lord and we are believers in a sovereign God, that the things that have come into our life, the good and the bad, is for purpose.
Right.
Yeah, so we can go off on that, but we're going to pause and hear from our sponsor. We'll be right back.
It wasn't that long ago that everything seemed fine. Things were relatively normal. But now, instead of smooth sailing, your life has turned into complete turmoil, and you feel completely overwhelmed. You need to know that there is help. You don't have to walk this path alone because of the help that's available at Perspectives Christian Counseling Centers. At Perspectives, our specialty is Christian counseling. Each and every one of our over 35 therapists is a caring Christian professional. Perspectives can help with troubling issues such as anxiety and depression, self-esteem, anger, and addiction. We have Christian therapists that also specialize in children, teen, and family therapy, even biblically-based marriage counseling. At Perspectives Christian Counseling, we know that life is quite unpredictable. It's very easy to go from smooth sailing one day to complete turmoil the next, but you don't have to walk alone. There is help. Call and make an appointment with one of our caring Christian therapists today. Take the first step. Call Perspectives Christian Counseling right now. The number for the Troy location at Big Beaver and Crooks is 248-244-8644. And for the Sterling Heights office at 17 Mile and Ryan, call 586-268-6712.
Welcome back to Family Life Perspectives, talking with Dawn Ottenbright before the break. Just turning baggage into luggage and repacking that baggage, what do we do then when we... I've got it down. I'm looking at these pieces of clothing. They are wrinkled. They are a mess. They are interfering with my relationships, with my ability just to be able to live a peaceful life. I've just got internal anxiety going, and I want to repack it. How do I do that?
Well, first we kind of look at the beliefs that, you know, that we're unpacking. What is this? What is it from? You know, so we might look at that belief that, you know, developed in my family about, you know, getting help is weakness or bothersome for other people, or so we don't ask for help and we don't take help even if it's offered. So you take a look at that belief. Okay, is that... I think for parents, a good response is that what we want our kids to believe? And so for me, no, that was not what I wanted my kids to believe. And then a second thing is it really helpful in your life to believe this? Is it helpful or is it doing damage? So is it going to do damage to your relationships? If you don't need any help or you see help as weakness, that does do damage to your relationships, because if you can't accept help, you can only give help in judgment.
Right, right.
So, you know, if someone needs help and you think getting help is weakness, then you see that person as weak.
Right.
So you so to create good relationships, good friendships, good marriages, you have to have something that goes both ways. So you want to make sure that you can say, okay, getting help is okay, giving help is okay.
And that's a new message. You're taking,
yes.
I guess, is it fair to say that you're identifying these old beliefs that have interfered with mm-hmm. your relationships and your level of being able to be content? And I always stay away from the word happy.
Yes.
You know, we're not meant to be happy.
Right. You know, when they do research in positive psychology, uh-huh. which is one of the things that I really like to look into, is that they don't really say, they use happiness a lot in like the book titles and stuff, uh-huh. but when they're really doing the research part uh-huh. of it, they say, what makes people content
yes.
in their life? What
yes.
makes them feel peaceful and, you
yes.
know, content as opposed to happy, joyous.
Happy is
yeah.
I think it makes me tired. Peace makes me feel content and
yes.
rested. But so these messages then, these old messages in
mm-hmm.
my baggage, it's really about changing them to new messages in my luggage.
Yes, it's about kind of taking those beliefs and looking at them and saying, okay, what part of this belief is good
mm-hmm.
and what part of this belief is interfering?
Mm-hmm.
So I think at the beginning of the week, we talked about work ethic. And sometimes work ethic can be really good and really necessary. So, you know, we had an economic crisis. Maybe you got laid off from your job. And so you had to work two jobs because... or your spouse had to work two jobs
mm-hmm.
to make ends meet, which is great because that showed, you know, you needed your work ethic in that situation.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
When that situation was over, though, do you still need to work those two jobs?
Right.
Or do you need to step back and go, okay, now I need to only work one job or... And do you need to go to work when you're sick? No, I probably should take off if I'm sick.
Yeah. Yeah, I know. We keep going back to
right,
me taking off when I'm sick.
And you did take off when
you
were sick.
I had to move. Oh, last week. Yeah, I don't want to relive that again. I was afraid I was going to live. let me ask you this as we close out. Where do we start? I mean, when I look in my baggage, it's not all nice and neat and folded and my little my tops here, my socks here, my pants all laid down. It looks like somebody just dumped everything in there.
Mm-hmm.
I don't even know where to start. This sounds very overwhelming.
Yes, and it can be. So sometimes what you really want to do is get some professional help. If you're really feeling overwhelmed, if you're having a lot of anxiety, not sleeping, having depression, you know, having enormous fights with your spouse or feeling angry all the time,
mm-hmm.
Things like that, then I would say you might want to call someone and get some professional help, a counselor, a marriage counselor, so that you can look and do things in a professional setting. I think that would be really helpful for people.
That's a good start. And our time got away from us. We have one more day. Perhaps we can address that
yes.
with some other ideas tomorrow.
We sure can.
I want to encourage our listeners to visit our website at perspectivesoftroy.com. Like us on Facebook. And then our phone number is coming up here shortly. Jot it down if you have questions. We encourage you to pick the phone up and give us a call. Can you be with us tomorrow?
Yes.
Until then.
Thank you for listening to Family Life Perspectives, sponsored by Perspectives Counseling Centers. We trust that this program has given you valuable insights that you can put to use today. Perspectives has a full staff of professional Christian therapists ready to help. For an appointment with a specialist in your area of need, call Perspectives Counseling Centers right now. The number for the Troy location is 248-244-8644. And for Sterling Heights, call 586-268-6712.